Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, and I thank also ANCTAD, the Division on Investment and Enterprise, for organizing the second roundtable. Our presence here today clearly demonstrates the commitment of International Geneva in the implementation of the SDGs and the Agenda 2030. On a national level, several aspects have been identified as important for efficient and effective investments in SDGs. One, commitment at highest political level for SDGs implementation and their mainstreaming in national policies and strategies. Second, recognizing and quantifying the potential of SDGs and the benefits of their implementation. Three, developing a national institutional architecture for SDGs implementation, monitoring, and evaluation. And four, correlating SDGs with the investment policies and investment strategies. North Macedonia is committed to the sustainable agenda and has adopted a national strategy for sustainable development since 2010 and an action plan for sustainable development since 2015. By investing in SDGs, we would like to ensure a sustainable development of the country that will enable a continued economic growth, job creation, and increased well-being of citizens. On the other hand, we believe that by implementing reforms in the areas such as good governance, rule of law, access to justice for all, protection of human rights and freedoms, independent institutions, transparency and accountability, we could contribute to achieving the best results of the implementation of the SDGs. The Cabinet of the Deputy Prime Minister in charge of economic affairs coordinates the process of implementation of the Agenda 2030 and the SDGs mainstreaming. The Deputy Prime Minister is also chairing the National Council for Sustainable Development, which is the high state body for SDG implementation, composed of governmental representatives, private and civil sector, as well as representatives of the academia. The process of integrating the SDGs has taken place in three phases. First one, conducting national consultations with key line ministries, institutions, and stakeholders. Then integrating the SDGs into the national strategic documents and local development plans and appropriately allocating funds from the state budget for implementation of the activities. And three, establishing a monitoring system for integration of SDGs, as well as analyzing and measuring progress in their implementation according to relevant methodologies. At the beginning of 2019, the government has decided to prioritize five SDGs for the period 2019-2020, that's SDG 1, 4, 8, 13, and 16. It was agreed that the implementation of the other SDGs and targets will be streamlined through these five priorities. Additionally, this year my country has expressed interest for presenting its first national voluntary review to the High-Level Forum on Sustainable Development in 2020. All of these government activities are important for encouraging the private sector and other potential international donors to invest in relevant SDG projects in the country. We are open for cooperation in different sectors, such as energy, transport, climate change adaptation and mitigation, education, but also trade facilitation, improving customs systems across the Western Balkans, easier movement of goods, people and services in the Western Balkans region, support for startups, etc. Our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, as well as other agencies and state institutions for promotion of investments, have been the spokespersons of the National Sustainable Development Agenda and SDG-relevant investments and projects. I can reiterate the commitment of the government for sustainable economic policies through stimulating domestic and foreign companies in greenfield and brownfield investments, technological development, research and development, and enhancement of companies' competitiveness. Mr. Co-Chair, Geneva is the meeting point for the private and the public sector. We welcome this kind of initiatives that bring together diplomats with practitioners and the business sector, and we believe that every opportunity should be used for creating partnerships and synergies. And finally, we note ANCTAD taking the lead initiative in working on SDGs and technology issues within the scope of the UN Interagency Programme, the Technology Facilitation Mechanism, and we encourage the continuation of this and similar cooperation. I thank you.